Hey everyone, welcome to the Basically Bookish podcast. I'm Abby.
And I'm Ashley, and we're going to be chatting all things bookish.
This is episode 38 of the Basically Bookish podcast, and today we are going to be playing Would You Rather, because we love to. So
it's so fun.
Yeah, this is going to be a rom-com edition, which I think Abby was excited about.
I love in rom-coms.
Yeah, I have like handed over my questioning reins to Abby, and she's going to pepper me with questions because I feel like I know that between the two of us, you have probably read 10 rom-com books to my one, if not 20.
I don't think 20. I think 10 might. I don't know, maybe like 7 to your 1. Because I actually have, like, there's not that many, like, super great rom-coms out there.
Agreed.
Like, so I've read, like, probably triple the amount you've read, but, like, it's still, like, not a ginormous number.
My tolerance level for rom-coms is super low. You're a little more forgiving because I think you find them entertaining in the midst of the shenanigans. And I get distracted by the shenanigans sometimes and don't find it entertaining. So I can't pick like one author that I like always love their rom-com. Like it is every single author, every single book is dependent upon the plot and how it hits me, because it's not even like you can say the people I haven't liked or the books I haven't liked are bad authors or their writing's not good. It really is very much just the story as it comes.
Yeah. Very much, you just have to be like, you have a small selection of things that are acceptable, and
I think like the conflict is so heightened in a rom-com because you're trying to create those scenarios that are humorous to the reader, and those type of things are frustrating to me in life because of my personality, and I can't be entertained by them. Like Meet the Parents, that movie, can't do it. Like it's not okay that everything bad is happening to one person and like nobody believes him. It's not okay, but people are laughing and finding enjoyment, and I'm like, this is horrible. He's having the worst time.
I wasn't a fan of that movie, but I do tend to be a little more forgiving on the rom-coms, and I can like suspend reality for a little bit and just enjoy the hijinks. But
I think that's important, and I think the books that I have like that are rom-com, they are high on the like witty banter, less on the like enemies to more kind of stuff really gets me. But anyway, okay, I'm ready. Okay.
Are you ready though?
I don't know if I'm ready.
I tried, like, a lot of these I feel like I kind of just took out of rom-coms that I've read, so we're just gonna...
That's great.
So, would you rather eavesdrop on someone and get caught, or be eavesdropped on while saying something embarrassing?
Oh my gosh. These are, like, worst nightmare situations for someone with our personality. I think I would rather eavesdrop on someone and get caught, because I think that I could, well, no, I think the other one, because I think I could talk my way out of it. If you're standing there in the situation eavesdropping actively and someone catches you, I think it would be harder to talk your way out of it. If I say something that's like not cool, maybe I could word wizard my way out.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I can't word wizard my way out of anything. So I would much rather get caught eavesdropping and just be like, you can kind of play it off a little bit where you're like, you just happened to hear something and you just stopped and listened. Yeah. So
I was checking my phone. I'm on the Bluetooth. I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah.
I think I would try to like, I guess essentially lie my way out of it is what I'm saying. I feel like I could do it.
I feel like you could. I feel like You can twist the situation.
Yeah, I'm pretty quick on my feet when it comes to coming up with stuff. So, I mean, it's not a talent that I use frequently, but I could if I needed to.
It could come in handy.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be constantly clumsy around your love interest or constantly saying every awkward thing that comes to mind?
Oh my gosh. Oh, see, this is hard because I feel like I have one that's more to my nature, regardless of what I would rather. I feel like my experience is more that I would awkwardly say things that come to mind because I feel like that may be what happens every day. I mean, I don't say awkward things. I think I say things bluntly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something to be said for like saying things and making a room feel awkward. I don't like that at all. I think the clumsiness is so terrible. I've never been clumsy. Never. Yeah. And I'm always like such an introvert that I'm typically careful with my words. If I don't mean to say it, it doesn't come out. There's no like in the moment I lose control. It's usually on purpose, even if it's rude. I think I'm gonna have to go with the awkwardly saying things because I just can't with the clumsiness. I don't wanna trip and fall or like burp in front of some, I mean like what it, not burp, I guess that wouldn't be awkward. That, I don't know. No, I can't be clumsy.
Here's my thought though about the clumsy. If you're clumsy in the right way, you can get caught by the guy a lot.
True.
Which True. Isn't always a bad thing. So I think I'd go clumsy.
I mean, as much as you've told me about your recent injuries, I feel like this
might be clumsy a anyway.
Option for you. So you just need to be clumsy around the right guy. This Apparently. Could be a plan. Yeah.
Just trip over my feet.
Don't hang out with us. I'll be saying things awkwardly and I'm going to be falling into your lap.
It's just a great time. Oh my gosh, this is not a proper advertisement for what it's like to hang out.
No, we pretty much just sit on the couch.
Yeah, we're pretty low-key. Okay, would you rather be attacked by a rogue animal or have to take care of a weird animal that you hate?
Oh my gosh, I don't want either of these.
Well, I was like writing all of these.
This is the first time that you've come up with all the questions and it's throwing me off like in the like the best way because it's
and I'm loving so it.
Shocking.
Normally I have to be like,
Y'all can't see me, but I'm like constantly like covering my face, like make it stop. I don't want to be attacked by an animal, but I don't like taking care of things. I don't have like an attentive, like mothering nature. It's amazing that my children even like or have survived. I don't know. I guess. No, I think I'm going to be attacked. I can't take care of it. I can't do it.
I went the same route. I'm like, I can't. And it doesn't have to be like a lethal attack. Like,
oh, I was thinking like a bear. A bear was going to get me.
No, this is a rom-com situation. Like a loose goat. Like,
I mean, in my scenario, it was a bear, but it's someone's like circus bear. And I didn't know that it was a friendly bear. So I climbed a tree and the bear is down there and there's the circus man laughing at me because I'm in the tree and the bear's like, what are you doing? I just wanted like some Cheetos. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's easier. You can escape a rogue animal. You have to keep taking care of the animal you hate.
Like a vicious squirrel type situation.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to take care of an animal. I'm out on that.
No.
I'll still be attacked.
Yeah, we're down on the attacking. Okay, here's the one you're going to be real great with.
Oh, gosh.
I pretty much know your answer to this one, but would you rather be involved in a prank war with your love interest or be in competition with them?
Oh my gosh. I'm so bad at everything. I'm a very competitive person, but I'm good at nothing. And I don't like pranks. mean, I like doing them, but I'm not that good at them either. Oh my gosh. I think competitive. I can't do the pranks. The foreboding, like, what will they do next if I do this, paralyzes me from doing the thing that I want to do because of the fear of the unknown.
Yeah. I think I would do the prank board just because you can keep it low key. Like, you don't have to do like horrible things and it can be fun. But I feel like if you're in a competition with someone and then you like them, it's a no-win situation. Like, somebody has to lose.
Yeah, you have to know the limits of the person you're pranking. And if maybe I knew the limits, because I would do something like turn all of the pictures in someone's frames upside down. I don't want you to like burn my house down. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's funny to like come into someone's office and like TP it or something, put balloons in it. But it's not funny to like take all of their furniture and hide it and then they can't work for the day. That's not funny to me.
Yeah. So we'll do like a harmless prank war.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the competition, I think.
I knew that would be your answer.
Even if okay. I lose, I could smack talk.
Yeah.
Until I lose and then I have to shut up, but... Yeah.
Have a good smackdown beforehand. Okay. Would you rather have an embarrassing but hilarious meet cute or get off on the wrong foot and dislike each other?
Well, fun fact, JJ and I hated each other when we first met. So I think I would honestly rather not like someone and then grow to like them, because just with the embarrassment, I just don't like being embarrassed at all. It's like one of my worst, like I just want to avoid it at all costs. I can't. I didn't realize I was this paralyzed by embarrassment. I really
but apparently you I can't am. Take the embarrassment.
Yeah, JJ and I like went on a college trip with other people, obviously, to the Grand Canyon, and I thought he was a punk and he was super obnoxious. And the only thing he was in charge of was booking the lodgings for everyone. And he put it off till the last minute. That doesn't surprise anyone that knows him. And when I'm telling you it was Motel 6, that's not a lie. It was literally a Motel 6. And when we got there, my sister and I's room had a bullet hole in the window. We also, when we went out for the day, came back and lying on our freshly made bed was an old Polaroid of a young girl. It wasn't ours. We don't know where it came from. Like, was it some kind of a plea for help, a ransom? Like, I have no idea, but it was so creepy combined with the bullet hole that I was just like, so mad at this dude. I'm like, you're such an idiot. Like, how did you book this scary, creepy place? And my sister and I stayed up watching Friends until 3 a.m. because we thought we were going to be abducted.
I would have been like so out of there. Like, just if I would have walked in and seen the picture, I would have been like, that's it, pack up, we're going home. We'll wave to the Grand Canyon on our way past and we're done.
It was, yeah, there was like nowhere to go because we were there with a group, but that was the last time, like, I mean, obviously the last time that he was allowed to book something without any kind of input. So, funny true life story about hating someone and then growing to like them.
See, I think I would go with the embarrassing meet cute just because, like, it's very hard to change my opinion once I've made an opinion about someone.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I could like get to the point of moving from the like extreme dislike to liking someone easily. So I think like you laugh off the embarrassing meet cute. It gives you something to like joke about the next time you run into them. And it's a funny story to tell. So
I agree.
I feel like I'd go with that.
I support the fun meet cute because here's the deal. Like, it's only as embarrassing as you allow it to be. I just mm-hmm. not allow it to be super Like, you can be not bothered by embarrassing things and just laugh them off and it becomes funny, but I would just be like paralyzed by it. But in life, I support it. It's fun.
Okay. Would you rather have a fake relationship or find out that the guy was using a fake identity?
Oh my word. But like with true intentions?
Sure.
So like you're either catfished or...
We'll say he, like, for legitimate reasons, he has a fake identity.
This is, I'm going to have to think about it because I get angry at people in books when they, I'm like, but you know them. It's just a different name. I think I would rather have the fake name than the fake relationship because that you really have to question what is and is not real. There's a fair bit of trust that's broken with the other if you have lied to someone for whatever reason about your name. But if they're telling you everything except their name is true, I feel like that's less of a hill to climb than you started with a fake relationship. Of course, I guess if you have a fake relationship, maybe you're both on the same page. But I still don't like the whole, like, you don't know if anything that's happening is real or if it's fake. So yeah, fake name.
Yeah, I would go the same way. For the reason you mentioned about like the fake relationship, like you never know, like, are things shifting? Is it in my head? Is he just playing the part? But also, I would suck at playing the part.
You would.
I have to save my life. So like, I would be found, like for whatever reason that I would be having to have the fake relationship, I would be found out in a heartbeat. Yeah. And it would be like, yeah, and like also I'm super awkward with people that I'm not like familiar with, so like there would be no believability in our fake relationship. It would just fall apart where I'm like, yeah, it would be like that little like broken trust of the fact that he was using a different name, but like if it's all he was using and there was a legitimate reason, like he's an undercover cop or something, then it's like if he wasn't lying about everything, just his name, then like whatever, just start calling him by the different name.
The only way I can see that really being awful is if his real name is way worse, like Snellenberger. Nobody wants to be like Snellenberger. And then you're like, well, now I'm really mad that you changed your name because now you have this name and I don't want to marry you.
Exactly. Can we change it? Can we change it permanently?
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Would you rather road trip with the cute guy you hate or have to plan an event with him?
It's taking me back. I think plan an event based on personal experience, it would be a lot less traumatizing. There's no point of travel where you probably don't have to share space or be relying on them for your safety if you're in a hotel room that has a bullet hole. There would be like probably leading up to it more involvement where you might be irritated. But I feel like at the end of the day, you get to go home and regroup, and the road trip, you don't. It's constant interaction while you're road tripping, trapped in the car without relief, without annoying person.
I feel like I would, because it's like, if you're planning an event, you can like assign him something that you don't have to deal with him. So just ship him off and do everything ourselves because we're more competent anyway.
Send them to go get something that you don't even need. That way when they fail, you don't have to worry about needing it.
Exactly.
I need fish for the koi pond. And you don't really have a koi pond. So.
Imagine though if he brings back the fish, then you gotta find a koi pond.
And then send him to do that too.
And go get the koi pond.
I told you I needed the pond too. Why did you not bring the pond? See? It's just easy. Hold off the tongue. Make them feel like they're not doing something right. Confuse them.
Confusion is the way to go. Okay, this one was easy for me to answer, but we'll see. Would you rather have a meddling old lady or a pushy friend?
No. I think the meddling old lady, because I feel like I would have more patience because that's how I was raised with the elderly. And with the friend, I might just snap and say something that I would regret. But with the old lady, I would have to keep it in check. And plus, like, how meddling could they be? I think there's less embarrassment factor. Like, usually with old people, they're more obvious than they think they are. The other people can kind of pick up on, oh, you're trying to match make, and you get like the wink wink, like, I'm so sorry they're doing this, and they know, like, it's okay. With the friend, sometimes that just gets awkward because you can't like super embarrass your friend when they're being like, oh, I forgot I had a meeting. You guys enjoy the movie. So I think the old lady, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I just can't with the meddling old people. Well, and here's, see, like, for the same reason that, like, you said, but, like, I can be, like, stop it to a friend, like, and, like, privately, but, like, enough is enough, but I have too much respect for the elderly, and I would just, like, I would in no way be able to be, like, stop doing what you're doing, and they also wouldn't listen. A friend, you have a chance of them listening. No. The elderly just, they do what they do, and they think they're good, so.
True.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather have to catch escaped animals or have to take care of a kid who gets sick on your watch?
I don't want to take care of a sick kid because I don't want to get sick. Again, not mothering here. Just like a random kid, not my kid.
It's not your kid. It's like just a kid. Either his kid or his niece or nephew or somehow.
Animal. For sure.
Catch escaped animals. There's more than one. It's a horde of animals.
Well, yes, but yeah, I still like, there's not that, like, if it's an animal, I'm not gonna say that I don't care about it, but like the human you have to actually keep alive. Like, yes, you would like to take care of the animals, get them rounded up, but a kid is like a big responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go kid, just because that's literally what I do.
It's too stressful.
And I don't like animals. So, like, you can make do, and not, like, it's not like you're permanently taking care of the sick kid. Like, you just got to make it through the couple hours that you're watching them, and then hand them off to the parent.
Nope.
Yeah, I knew you'd go in on that one. Okay. Would you rather not have any comeback for the guy's, like, bantering comments, or have the guy not get any of your jokes or sense of humor?
Gosh. This goes against everything I believe in. I fundamentally, like, can't with people that don't get my sense of humor. I'm thinking of someone in particular that I... Yes, then in my life, in my sphere, my circle, that does not get my sense of humor, and we have the most awkward interactions. He doesn't get it. There's no laughter. There's confusion on his face. I have nothing to talk to the person about because they fundamentally don't get me, and I don't think that I could do that. But, like, I don't want to be the person that, like, doesn't... have a comeback. That's not me. I always have a comeback.
I'm having so much fun stressing you out. I'm a horrible person.
Like, I can't imagine being too stupid to respond in some way, but I can't with the awkward, I don't know. I guess I'll have to go with the awkwardness because I can't not be myself.
Yeah, I think
he doesn't get the jokes. They're still funny. It's his problem.
Yeah. I feel like I would rather not have the comebacks just because I'm bad at, like, I'm not as great at in the moment comebacks anyway. So I feel like it's not, but like, if I say something and nobody laughs, it's just too awkward and I'm not about that. So I would rather not have the comebacks versus just awkwardly be standing there.
It's bad both ways.
It really is. It's awkward both ways, but.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. Would you rather be asked to perform a task that you're ill-equipped to handle or be asked to give a speech?
Oh, my gosh.
I've just figured out your worst nightmare, be living in a rom-com.
It really would be. This is probably why I don't like them. I guess the tasks, because there's no way I'm getting like up in front of people and speaking and that goes well, especially if they don't laugh at my jokes. I don't like not feeling smart enough to do things, but maybe there's a chance I could figure out and muddle something to where it's not terrible. It just wouldn't be great. But for someone who likes to do things perfection, that's also a problem. Oh, the tasks. I have to go with the tasks.
Yeah, I debated it for a hot second, but I was like, I literally, you could never get me to give a speech. I would much rather you give me something that makes me look incompetent than have to stand up and prove that I'm incompetent.
Yeah.
So, okay. Would you rather be the cause of a disaster or have to clean up a disaster that someone else caused?
Those are both annoying. I'd rather clean up the disaster that someone else caused, which I feel like I
do every day.
Yeah. So I don't want to be the one causing the problem.
Yeah, no, I'd be annoyed while I cleaned up.
Yeah, but like subconsciously annoyed because you didn't cause the problem.
Exactly. You'd still have to probably clean up the disaster that you caused, but this way you didn't.
Yeah, you weren't putting anyone out.
Okay, last one. Would you rather have a wardrobe malfunction while on a date or show up underdressed to an extremely fancy event?
Oh my gosh. Again, I think the embarrassment factor of like a wardrobe malfunction, I think I'd rather show up underdressed. It would be tacky, but I don't think I would find as much embarrassment as if like you go to the bathroom and your skirt is tucked into your underwear when you come back out or something.
Yeah, but the thing about that is it's like you do it and then you fix it and you're done. Whereas if you show up like in jeans and a t-shirt to a black tie event and you're stuck there.
I would just leave. I would be embarrassed.
But it's like you couldn't leave. If you like were like not able to leave and you're stuck there for hours, underdressed at a fancy party, I would die. I'd much rather just face the split second embarrassment.
No, not me. I would feel more comfortable in my jeans and t-shirt anyway. So while I would feel out of place, it wouldn't be like, you know, that utterly embarrassing feeling that the other would cause me.
Yeah. Well, we're great to disagree on that one. Yeah. Okay, that's all that I have. Do you have any other ones that have popped into your head?
I don't.
You've been too busy just dying from all of these.
My anxiety has taken over. That was hard. That was a lot harder than I thought it would be, but it was fun.
We just learned that Ashley will never live her own real life rom-com. She would never.
I would just crawl into a ball and hide, apparently, crippled by the fear of embarrassment. Yeah. It was fun. I mean,
it was so much fun torturing you.
Yeah, you just like dug in at all those insecurities. All right, well, I guess thanks for listening. Maybe you guys played along. Hopefully you enjoyed our anxiety-ridden episode. And we will chat with you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
You can find us on Instagram at Basically Bookish Podcast. Hope you have a great day, and we'll chat with you next time.